The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, now, this is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, and please be kind. This is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, why they'll never, never, never fade. Tell me your love's sincere, and please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind.
Francis Albert, swing it, baby.
'Cause if you leave me, babe, I know my heart's gonna lose its mind. If you love me,
if you love me, sweetheart,
please be kind.
Please be kind. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 7:06. Good morning. We are here. You see a lot of people taking off. I'm on standing radio with you because we have a lot to get into. And I like to just open the mic and try to make common sense out of the nonsense that is happening. All the wrong things that are happening. How they are just trying to there's the anarchy that is existing in our country now. We went through it again, back in the 60s. I keep telling you that. And if I didn't experience that back in the 67, 68, as a kid in junior high and in high school, going through and watching this, and then I would really be concerned now, but I'm not. The thing we have to do, and you see more and more of it happening, you have to support the police. You need the police. If you don't have the police, you're going to see you're going to see what's happening. You're going to see 63 people shot in Chicago, 13 killed. How in the name of God Almighty, if you're this mayor who lectured us about haircuts, she went out and had her hair cut, please be nice. And they never stopped the protest. People are, this is black on black crime. These are Americans dying. I have been talking about this for the 6.5 years that I've been on the radio show, and no one steps up. Oh, are you kidding? Look at that in New York. Look what's happening in New York City. And a 1-year-old baby, 1 year old shot and killed in Brooklyn. At a barbecue, and de Blasio is painting a mural on the streets of New York because he's jealous of Donald Trump. And by the way, who was whining to the federal government 24/7 at the height of the pandemic? Who was whining? No, yes, Governor Cuomo was as well. But de Blasio, the President Trump, this, I can't get that, I can't do this. Whining. Where's the ventilators? Oh, and then all of a sudden they see, oh, some of these drugs work. We need the drugs. Helpless. And I never say this because I don't like to be, I like to work it out with everybody and be bipartisan. You know, there's no hate in my heart. But you have to think statistically, objectively, and pragmatically. Governor Cuomo's got to step up and say, this pains me to do this, but I have to remove Mayor de Blasio as mayor of New York because look what's happening. The 15 shootings in a 15-hour span, gun violence surging in New York. And what does AOC say? AOC actually tweeted out, well, the crime rate is spiking in New York because people have to, they're going out and they're robbing bread because they have to get something to eat. I swear to God, AOC said that. Now, these are the people, de Blasio, Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Nancy Pelosi, Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, they will be running the country. And you ask me why I vote for Donald Trump. I have to chuckle. How could you vote for Donald Trump? You know, you got 3 hours. You got 3 hours, can I tell you? How could you vote for Donald Trump? Oh, my Lord. Look at, so help me God, Biden gets in. He's going to have some kind of episode. Oh, the poor guy, he's not around. What happened? And you and I are going to go, what a surprise, right? Biden's out and whoever is in, Michelle Obama, Oprah, like Charlie Fitch, I'm going to go to Charlie in a second. Oprah takes over. Oh, my God. They think we're stupid. And you know what? We're not. And we appreciate you being here working through it. And we got Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us. We're going to talk about this Goya food drive. And Nicole's always an ongoing support of the Staten Island, Brooklyn Police Departments. Gordon Chang. I mean, there's a lot going on. People are now starting to snitch. Hey, my buddy Nathaniel, listen down there. Houston, love you, man. And God bless you, my friend. You know, I put out a tweet that there's a virologist that is now talking. And we're going to ask Gordon Chang about that. She's from China, and she's talking, saying how China knew all about this. Gordon Chang is going to give us the breakdown of that. Arthur Idala as well. Ed Mullins, president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association. Oh, my Lord, what can we do? What can we do? There is a march that is happening, and we respectfully say, be careful first and foremost. I would keep the kids at home. But we're going to show up for the police. We have to show up for the police. It's time that we hit the streets. And let me tell you something, between you and I got to watch what I say on this show because they track everything now. They track everything. If you say the wrong thing, they're going to come after you. You see, they're after everybody on Fox News. They're not, and they track Salem. Oh, you don't think they track, they record. Did you hear what they said about that sponsor? Did you hear what they said? But I'm just telling you respectfully, if it gets really bad in New York, and Governor Cuomo does the nothing that he continues to do nothing, and Mayor de Blasio continues to, it seems to be a purposeful attack to take down New York City and cause the chaos. If that continues to happen, they think we're not going to show up. And they're thinking wrong. And that's all I'm going to say in a nice way. They think we're not going to show up. They think if it gets bad, they think we're not going to buy guns to protect our family. They really do. They think we're going to adhere to this socialist, progressive, Marxist, Lenin-style form of government that they want to put upon us so the globalists make all the money. They think they're going to, again, you and I, we're going to be nice and we're going to be civil, but if we have to, you know, we're going to have to do the right thing. And if we have to protect our communities, we will protect our communities. So I say that just as a shot across the bow to some of the politicians who think we're stupid and that have no respect for us and could care less that we're paying astronomical taxes. Now Governor Murphy's going to raise the taxes again because they can't bring business into New York because business is too smart to come to Jersey, rather, because business is too smart, you know? Hey, I want to go to phone calls, 877-970-2999, but thank you. Someone tweeted out, I cannot believe I just saw this. Me, remember I told you I did Live Aid in 1985. I did Live Aid, and this was in Philadelphia, and they did it at Wembley. I think it was at Wembley in London, and we did a simulcast, and it was, my goodness gracious, 100,000 people at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. I was one of the MCs. I told you that last week, but Jack Nicholson was there, and Bette Midler, and Cher, and Chevy Chase was there, and then somebody caught me on stage, you know, entertaining the crowd between acts, which you think is easy, you know? Yeah, Led Zeppelin's gonna be up in a second. Place goes crazy. Hold on. Well, maybe. No, in a second, they'll be here. And Mark Goodman, remember Mark Goodman, the VJ, was there? You gotta see it. I just reposted it. So thank you to Live Aid Wizard. That's actually a Twitter handle. We appreciate you sending out. There is footage of me on stage in front of 100,000 people trying to keep them happy before some rock and roll legends come. All for a Live Aid. So it was a great cause and a great time. And thanks for tweeting that out. 7:14. Hey, Charlie, sorry to keep you waiting, man. Professor Finch on the airwaves. What do you got for us this morning, my friend?
Well, Joe, I would send my phone bill to Jerry Crowley, but good luck with that. As Rufus T. Firefly might say, hello, I must be going. Now, Joe, last night, Fred Roboto, you remember him, really killed it. Hit it out of the park, down the dial. You would be so proud of Frank, but he'll never be as smooth, in my view, Joe, as Joe Sebelia. Speaking of down the dial, Joe, last week, yeah. Rush Limbaugh, who is the granddaddy of us all on talk radio, yeah. actually talking about the Durham hoax, yet another hoax perpetrated on our wonderful President Trump. He said to a caller, a fellow deplorable like me, I hope the Durham hoax, the delay, does not inhibit you from going to the polls. And then Rush added, Joe Piscopo, poll says that 67% of the voters disapprove of President Trump's handling of COVID and the economy. I say to the Trump campaign, we need a game changer. Joe, I was thinking all weekend, what is that game changer, Trump campaign? In one word, Melania. Mr. President, take your beautiful First Lady out dancing. Yeah. Take her to a restaurant. Dedicate a Columbus statue with her. Take her on the road. Yeah. They got Michelle. They got evil Hillary. They got Dr. Jill. We have Melania Thous Trump. Five languages she speaks. Yeah. As good as Jackie Kennedy. When President Kennedy went to Paris, he said to De Gaulle and the French people, I'm the guy who accompanied Jack Kennedy to Paris. Mr. President, you're the guy who accompanied our beautiful First Lady, Melania, to re-election. Does that sound like a plan, Joe?
I love it. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Charlie. I said that, and I thought I saw Melania coming out more, because she is magnificent. Charlie's right. And I tell you, and people don't understand. They don't want to understand because they're going to go after Donald Trump every which way. But I had the pleasure and the privilege of being around Melania and Donald, Citizen Trump, the Trumps, as it were. And they were great. They were great. Everywhere I went, they were great. Every time. And there were so many times I can't even remember. We would go to Bedminster for a fundraiser. And then there was like some kind of organic fundraiser that was just, from the, you know, people. And then Citizen Trump and Melania showed up, and she was, could not have been nicer. I told you about Saturday Night Live, hanging out with them a little bit there. Just peripheral, not on the inside, by the way. And you're absolutely right. But here's what I think the president should do also, Charlie, if I may, because I know people listen. So, and I say this with the greatest respect. And we have, you know what, and as President Trump himself has said, you have no choice but to vote for him. You really have no choice. Because it's not Joe Biden. It ain't Joe. And I want to see bumper stickers saying, it ain't Joe. Don't you know it ain't Joe? It's not Joe. And Joe was a nice guy. Even though when you look at his record, how could he run on the record for 40 years? You know, in Congress, he did really nothing. Not to help the black community, nothing. He did nothing. He took money from China for his children. I understand that, but he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy. But that ain't the same Joe now. Watch him and see it, and it's sad. And I feel bad about it. And if they had somebody of worth then you could say, well, Joe's not going to be there, but his vice president, we'll see who he picks. Then you could say, well, but that, you can't even trust that, because it's Soros in the background. It's Antifa in the background. I'm telling you. We're a step away from losing the country. We are young. We're 244 years old. That's, you know how young that is on the world stage? And they're trying to change it. And what they're trying to do will not work, because they've tried it in Venezuela. They've tried it in Russia. They've tried it all around. Look at North Korea. That's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want. You and me to be minions and them to run with everything. But if the president says this, and I would love to see a speech, a White House speech off the teleprompter, where he says, you know, 63 people were shot, 13 killed in Chicago. They're not doing anything about it. Here's what we got to do. And you know what I'm going to say. Go to the corporations and call them out. Now, the President Trump has the ability to art of the deal this, if you will. He could convince them and say, look, I'm going to talk. But I say, invoke the Defense Production Act. Invoke it, Mr. President. You know, I know it's hard and it may be offensive to some companies, but say, I am invoking the Defense Production Act because this is a war. We have a civil war going on. People are killed. The children, 1-year-old kids are being killed in Brooklyn, New York. I'm saying bring the jobs back into the city from the big corporations. And if someone like AOC tries to stop and to rebuild the community, and she allows the violence to continue, she'd rather have anarchy in the streets. And she said it herself, rather than the president of the United States. She had Amazon leave town. Let the president sign an executive order that puts Nike in the south side of Chicago to make sneakers. Let the president sign an executive order to bring General Motors into the stressed areas to make parts for some of the cars in the United States of America. That's the only way you're going to save these inner cities. And it's our responsibility to do it. And you can go to the top 10 most violent cities. Start there, Mr. President, and say here and appoint a corporation to a city, to the most violent, vicious, neglected part of that city. And that's where these companies have to go back. It'll take 10 years. It'll take 20 years. It'll take a generation almost. But it can be done. And this president has the ability to do it. Thank you, Charlie, for that call. Thanks for the idea. And bring Melania with him. Yes, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with the Joe on the radio. Nicole Malliotakis will join us. Gordon Chang as well on the radio show this hour. And you always at 877-970-2999. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe, but we've got major problems on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North, that ramp at 16W. It's an overturned tanker truck that caught fire on the exit ramp. Emergency activity getting to the scene here. It is really tough in both directions on the Western Spur through 16W. So if you can, take it over to the Eastern Spur this morning instead. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 130 southbound at Ridge Road into South Brunswick. That's a collision. One lane is blocked over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head over to 65th Street, getting up toward 17th Avenue into Bensonhurst with an accident. Westbound Belt at Ocean Parkway. Accident involving a police car that was just cleared out of the way. Some construction on the Van Wyck northbound getting up toward Liberty Avenue. One lane remains blocked. And the LIE westbound closed out by Bagatelle Road. A car and a tractor trailer collided there. A fuel spill there as well. Partly cloudy today. High of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Larry Elder explains the changes in America.
Look, there's not going to be another great leader like MLK. The reason there's not going to be another great leader like MLK is because the circumstances are different. We don't have Jim Crow anymore. We don't have back of the bus anymore. We don't have laws that forbid blacks and whites from getting married. We don't have denial of individuals to the right to go to a school when they're qualified to get into. It is an entirely different situation now.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a major tech merger in the works. Chip makers Analog Devices and Maxim Integrated Products are expected to pair up in one of the largest merger deals of the year. The two companies make semiconductors that go in everything from washing machines to car batteries. Analog is believed to be paying about $20 billion for Maxim. They've been discussing an all-stock deal. Analog is located in Norwood, Massachusetts. Maxim is based in San Jose, California. You may be able to get a deal on a new Tesla sport utility vehicle. Reuters says Tesla is cutting the price of its Model Y SUV by $3,000 just 4 months after its launch. The company's already lowered prices on other models, but the Model Y was released just months ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearinghouse will be ready to award $7,000 a week for life. That's $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your last chance to win. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Folks, if you're struggling with unresolved tax issues and still haven't called my friends at Rush Tax, the IRS mandate to offer as much relief as possible to help during this pandemic ends July 15. Don't wait until your paycheck's garnished or your bank account gets cleaned out. If you thought it was hard to get someone on the phone at the IRS before, they're going to be dealing with millions of people flooding their phones for help. You need to call the top guns at Rush Tax right now to protect you and your assets before it's too late. They have a priority hotline to the IRS and can get to work on your case immediately while everyone else sits on hold for hours. They're signing people on right now. You're crazy to wait. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. So call them today for a free IRS transcript investigation. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021 or rushtaxresolution.com.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Finally, the story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. It's in a brand new book entitled Above the Law.
This is Matt Whitaker, former acting United States Attorney General. My new book, Above the Law, is a firsthand account of how former FBI Chief James Comey and top officials in the Justice Department worked against the president, and how the Mueller investigation amounted to nothing more than political subversion.
Read Matthew Whitaker's eye-opening account of Obamagate in Above the Law. It's at Amazon and wherever books are sold.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, the radio Nicole Maliotakis is going to join us momentarily, but I want to tell you about some folks who I am very, very fond of, the Calamine and Company Real Estate Company. They're just great. The folks are great. Lewis is great. You know, I know, see, when I talk to people like Lewis Calamine, and I talked to Lewis's dad, by the way, Lewis Sr., what a great guy. Great. You know, they came from Italy. The family comes from Italy. They come to New York, and then they build these great companies, and they work within the community, making this country great. That's what Calamine and Company Real Estate is all about. You know, and if you got a question, I'm telling you, about moving out of New York, everybody wants to run. They're moving. Don't. I don't want you to go. But if you're thinking about selling your house, call Lewis Calamine like I did, please. I ain't going anywhere. Not right now. Certainly not going anywhere. But I fixed the house up so nice. I went, I'll start thinking. Resell maybe? Should I perhaps resell, you know? So check out Calamine and Company Real Estate. You know why? They have a 100% success rate. Boom. Just like that. Where are you going to find somebody has a 100% success rate? They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even at the surrogate's court. Now, they have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island, but you can call Lewis and his company at 718-998-1100. Calamine and Company, the best broker a seller can hire, especially, again, when selling estate-owned properties. 718-998-1100 or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Assemblywoman Nicole Maliotakis represents Staten Island and Brooklyn. Fired up this morning. Nicole, welcome to the show. A good weekend for you?
Yes, it was a good weekend. And I want to thank you again, Joe, for all you're doing to support our law enforcement and get our message out there that our police officers do a fantastic job. Yes, they need more training. Yes, they need more funding. We shouldn't be defunding them, but you've been fabulous in highlighting these issues, and I thank you for that.
Thanks. Well, that's what I say. You go out, and I know you're inspired by that, by what you see on the streets. People are starting to show up in support of the police, yes?
Yes, it's good to see that the silent majority is no longer silent and that they are coming out. And really what the impetus for this was the vote that took place at City Hall, where we saw local city council members as well as our mayor cut one-sixth of the NYPD budget. So what you're really seeing are communities coming out saying, we don't want our local precincts cut. We want public safety. We want lawfulness. And we don't want socialism, quite frankly, because there's an underlying current of that as well that we're seeing from those on the other side. But I think that what we saw this weekend in all parts of the city, whether it be in Queens, we were in Brooklyn, Staten Island as well, is a large showing of support for our law enforcement, but really people who want their families to be safe. They want law and order restored, and they don't want any more of these radical policies that are making us less safe. The bail elimination, for example, the closing of Rikers Island, the releasing of prisoners back onto our streets. The defunding, all of this, they've had enough, and they're speaking out.
Hey Nicole, I you could verify, but and I know you're up against Max Rose, and I invited Max on the show 1,000 times. He does not come on this program, and that's fine. But did I see a video from your Twitter feed that had Max at a defund the police rally? Max Rose at a defund the police rally? Did I see that? And please correct it on the air if you would, Nicole.
Well, where we were, by the way, this week was the very same precinct where he stood just weeks ago, where they were chanting and holding signs saying defund the police. So, you know, politicians like Max Rose are really part of the problem. They stand there, they urge people, or they really give them the encouragement to demand, make demands like this to defund the police. And the mayor and the city council listened. He was actually, I believe, the only politician that showed up at that rally. But what I will say is we had two rallies this week in front of that very same precinct, the 122. It's in the heart of my assembly district. And we had a lot of love and a lot of support there for the men and women in blue who really needed that morale booster. You know, they've been through a lot over the last few weeks.
Absolutely. And thanks for all you're doing in that regard, Nicole Maliotakis. Hey, Nicole, before we let you go, the Goya food drive. Tell us about the Goya. This is an amazing story. The guy Goya Foods. It's a legendary food. It's a Latino business. He shows up for President Trump, and then all the left goes, do not buy Goya food. What an insult to the Latino community. What are you doing for the food drive, Nicole?
Well, I will tell you, as the daughter of a Cuban refugee, I actually grew up on Goya Foods. And when I saw this story that AOC was calling for a boycott, it was really upsetting to me personally. This is a Hispanic-owned business, family-run business. It's been in our country for 84 years. They have about 4,000 employees that they give jobs to. But they've been such good corporate citizens. When you look at all they've done, last month or earlier this month, they were actually in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district giving food to needy families through the schools in her district. Okay, they go to Venezuela to feed the starving, struggling Venezuelans who are suffering under the socialist policies that she wants to bring to the United States of America. And I have to tell you, they were there during COVID. They were there giving out food, tons of food, not only here in New York City, but across the nation. So just because they said that they were thankful to have President Trump leading this country, that's it. You can't even have an opinion now without being bullied or intimidated by the left. So I'm doing a Buy Goya food drive. We're going to, and I did 5 food drives during the COVID crisis. So this will be the 6th one we do, but specifically we're asking people to buy Goya foods, bring it to my campaign office. We're at 2300 Richmond Road in Staten Island. You can also Amazon Prime it to us, which is what some people are deciding to do. And we will deliver that food to local pantries who, by the way, still need help. They really were hurt during COVID because there wasn't that many people out doing volunteer work. So we could certainly use that support for our local pantries. And you can find more information on my website, Nicole4NY.com. Nicole4NY.com.
You don't stop, girl. God bless you. Nicole Maliotakis is doing a great job for the citizens of New York. We love you. We appreciate you joining us. Keep us posted, okay?
Thanks, Joe. We certainly will.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. Nicole Maliotakis, she's a friend, and she's a great gal, and she's running for Congress. And you know what, Max Rose, you're invited on the show, man. I mean, you know, you want to, the other Democrats come up, and God forbid he should step on the show. But we thank Nicole Maliotakis for showing up and doing the great things that she's doing for New York. Hey, Joe on the radio, Gordon Chang, the Gordon Chang, the man, the source, will join us momentarily right here on AM 970 The Answer. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news just for you right here on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
74 degrees at 734. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Starting today, New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission offices will be open 6 days a week. Motorists have been camping out overnight and waiting in lines for hours during the first week of centers reopening since the pandemic shut them down. Services will be expanded from 5 to 6 days in an effort to expedite the backlog of needed transactions. Agencies will continue to be closed on Sundays. Jones Beach State Park has some new and improved gaming areas. Governor Cuomo announcing more than $6 million in improvements to the park's West Games area. He says the renovation features a new mini golf course, refurbished in new court games, new benches, tables, fencing, and lighting. Cuomo says the upgrades build on over $100 million in projects to restore Jones Beach State Park since 2011. In sports, Giants and Jets may find out today whether they'll be reporting to camp in a few weeks. Multiple reports say the NFL and union will meet about return-to-work terms. The players want daily testing and no preseason. The league favors testing on alternate days and two preseason games. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Major traffic over on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur, the ramp at 16W. That ramp is blocked with an overturned tanker that caught fire. Emergency activity there. It's bumper to bumper on the northbound Western Spur, 15W up toward 16W. Southbound Western Spur also moving slowly down through East Rutherford. You may want to hop on over to the Eastern Spur if you can this morning. Avoid that Western Spur at all costs. Traffic is still moving slowly here in Bensonhurst on 65th Street, getting out toward 20th Avenue. That's an accident investigation. And heading over to the inbound side of the GWB upper level, getting reports of a stalled vehicle. Major problems on the island as well on the LIE westbound. LIE westbound closed out by Bagatelle Road into Dix Hills. Accident between a tractor trailer and a car. A fuel spill there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. 70, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Gordon Chang is going to join us in a moment. I'm going to tell you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I always tell you about how Balance of Nature builds up your immune system and how I talked to Dr. Douglas Howard, who came up with the whole concept of a Balance of Nature, a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables, and how I knew about this for years, about how to build up your body with antioxidants that you get from fruits and vegetables, right, to fight everything bad, what we call free radicals in your body. Now you can get a health coach. You can get your own health coach from Balance of Nature for no extra charge as a courtesy from the Howard family. How about that? Plus, because, again, I love you. I try to tell you good things that are happening. Balance of Nature is one of the best things that you can take to build up your immune system. That's not a clinical study. It's just a fact. If you have fruits and vegetables, that builds up your immune system. You knew that, right? Well, Balance of Nature, one serving of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Now you get free shipping if you order now, balanceofnature.com, use the code TheAnswer, and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And then your own health coach free of charge. You got to at least call. Just call. I know you're thinking about it. It's 800-246-8751. That's an easy number. Come on, 800-246-8751. Or again, go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they've had a life-changing experience, and they're Black American conservatives. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom.
I don't remember the actual day, but I remember the emotion that I felt when it happened.
I'm often asked, was there an epiphany?
I started asking questions.
As I became more politically aware,
a lot of the way that I saw things began to change.
All of this information I've been taking in for several years.
A continuation of these kind of
contradictions.
I had bought into all of these lies.
You begin to see what the real agenda is.
This is the movie the leftist Democrats do not want you to see. These are the people they do not want you to hear. Their stories will shock you. Their journey will amaze you. Their courage will challenge you. Go to UncleTom.com. Buy it now on pay-per-view. UncleTom.com. Do you have the courage to discover the truth? Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 739. Proud to bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves. Just an all-around great guy and so knowledgeable about everything regarding Asia. He's a columnist, an author, and you see him all the time on television everywhere. Kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Gordon, welcome back to the show. Hope all is well with you and yours.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. And yes, we are. I mean, we're in lockdown New Jersey, so you know New Jersey. It's that state across the Hudson River.
What? When? What's going on, man? I couldn't get to church. Gordon Chang, I got to call and make reservations at my church like it's a nightclub or a restaurant, for crying out loud. You can't make it up, Gordon. But we'll get there. I think we'll get there. Hey, Gordon, let me ask you, if I may, about everything that's going on in China. With first of all, this virologist, this girl that came over, and she said what you've been saying for almost a year now. So, is there truth to what this virologist is saying, that indeed Beijing covered up the this Wuhan virus, sir?
Oh well, certainly. And Dr. Li Mengyan is credible. She's really compelling. She personifies all of this. You know, we can talk about China's cover-up, about what they did on what day or whatever, but she comes in, and in a very personal way, she brings this home.
Yeah, and what's her name? Where is she from? Is she from Wuhan, this girl?
She is from Hong Kong, and she was at the Hong Kong Hong Kong University School of Public Health, and she was asked to study this at the end of December, and she was getting along, talking to her colleagues in China, and then all of a sudden, about the second week of January, a chill came over this, and she was basically told to shut down her research. She didn't shut it down, Joe, and then, you know, she realized she had to get out of Dodge.
Wow, that's so scary. It's amazing what's happening with this whole thing. And you said it from day one, and I quote you over and over again, that this was an intentional virus. It's they just will not let it go. How is the virus doing in China, Gordon Chang? Do we know that, or are we just getting a lot of PR to cover it up?
We're getting a lot of PR. My sense is that the virus is still there. Of course, there are still infections which are reported officially. You know, they're reported now in the single digits per day. I don't think it's that low. It's not as bad as it is in other places, including the United States. But nonetheless, we know that China's devoted extraordinary effort to suppressing information. So we don't exactly know how far it has gone, but clearly it has taken hold in Beijing and in some other places in the Northeast.
And now, Gordon, why is China levying sanctions against Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio?
Oh, and not only those two, against Chris Smith, the Republican congressman from New Jersey.
who is
a human rights advocate. Yeah, they're doing that because last week the United States imposed visa restrictions by the State Department and global Magnitsky sanctions by the Treasury Department on four Chinese officials who were responsible or are responsible for the human rights abuses, the crimes against humanity, the genocide against the Uyghurs, the Kazakhs, and the other ethnic minorities in the northwestern part of the country. And so this was sort of tit for tat, and it was expected that they would do something like this.
And tell us what China's doing with the Muslim community over there. Do they really have a million Muslims locked up in internment camps, Gordon?
About a minimum of 1.3 million, some people think as many as 3 million, and these are concentration camps. And this is in addition to two other broad crimes against humanity. First of all, there's an attempt to limit the population with forced birth control, forced sterilization, forced abortions. This is a genocide because it's an attempt to eliminate a minority group. Also, forced labor, basically slavery, where Uyghurs and others are taken from their homes. They're transported across China, forced to work in factories. So this is slavery.
You know what, Gordon Chang, I don't know, you don't get political, you really speak from the heart, but if Joe Biden got in, and this is my fear, Gordon, if Joe Biden got in, I mean, he's got such close ties to China, nothing would change. I mean, I'm scared that they have another virus that they're going to spew upon us, like you said, intentionally, you know, even though it was an accident that I got out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But if Biden gets in there, again, I hate to put you on the spot politically, but it could be dangerous if you had Joe Biden as president of the United States.
Yeah, the one thing about Biden is that at his core, he believes that there should be cooperation with China. As he said, May of last year, you know, China's not competition for the United States. He said that Chinese leaders are not bad folks. And that's what he generally believes. You know, we have seen Biden throughout the years, and we've got to be very concerned about China's economic relations with Biden's son, Hunter. So these are things that are real causes for concern. And the American people in the campaign need to ask Biden, what does he really feel about China? What is he going to do as president about China? What's he going to do about his son?
Yeah. It's so true. So, and I know you're not a political guy like that. You just are speaking objectively, and a point well taken, Gordon Chang. Always appreciate it. Hey, Gordon, TikTok, man, I got my son Mikey. You know, he plays a guitar like nothing else. He goes on TikTok. He does a minute kind of hit. He's got like this kid's got 100,000 views or something, whatever it is. So now we hear TikTok. This is, if you're listening, you don't know what it is. It's like a social media sensation that everybody goes on. They do little minute hits, and it's very, very popular. It comes out of China. So is the president going to stop it because the Chinese are getting information when someone like my kid actually signs up for TikTok, Gordon?
Yeah, everything on Mikey's phone could very well be in China right now. And that's the problem. Apple, for instance, caught TikTok twice, once in April, once at the end of last month, basically surveilling people's phones, iPhones. So they got caught at the same crime twice. And the real concern is that TikTok is shipping all of this data back to China, which is then fed into its artificial information systems, which is fed to the security services. So they know a lot about your son in all probability, and that's why the president should ban it. Last week, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that was what is under consideration by the administration, and I hope they do this because TikTok is a danger to the United States.
Oh, man, I got to break the bad news to Mikey, you know? But you think that American, can America talk technology come up with their own version of TikTok? Gordon, is there something out there that I can tell my kid, look, don't go to the Chinese TikTok. There's another one, Rick Rock in America. Is there something that the Americans are coming up with?
Well, you know, we've come up with a lot of apps. You know, one of the problems here also is that American apps are not available in China. So why are Chinese apps available in the United States? This is an issue of basic reciprocity.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be allowing the Chinese to do in our country what we can't do there. I mean, that's just elemental.
You know, Gordon, you're the best. You speak such truth. Now, before we let you go, I always have to reiterate because people think I'm being sensational. But the way China came up with this virus, the way they let it go, the way they're still not being transparent like they should be, the way they own these health organizations that oversee everything. This is not our imagination, Gordon Chang. The Chinese saw this virus spew out and they said, and then it hit Europe and then came to America. You said, and we have the quote here that you said once, and I just want to verify it, that you said it was indeed intentional. Intentional. Is there any point? The question is this, Gordon. Is there any point, because of all the facts that you bring forth on radio and television in such an astute, measured manner, your resolve is so much to be admired, Gordon Chang. What can President Trump do? What could he do? How can he bring all nations together for either reparations, lawsuit, your advice to the White House on how to have China pay for what they have done, Gordon Chang?
Well, the first thing we need to do, Joe, is protect ourselves. And the way to do that is to cut trade, investment, technical cooperation agreements with China. China made decisions in December and January. First of all, they deliberately lied. They knew that this was human-to-human transmissible. They told the world that it wasn't. At the same time, they pressured countries not to impose travel restrictions on arrivals from China. Those two things show that Chinese leaders knew or should have known that what they were doing was going to spread the virus beyond their borders. In other words, this was intentional. This was a deliberate spread of the virus beyond China's borders.
Wow. Gordon, you know what, if I may, when we get out of lockdown in New Jersey, if ever happens, perhaps we could go around the area where you are. I believe is where my grandfather first came to this country, Gordon Chang. Beautiful area in New Jersey. And maybe we could sit and we could chat and have a coffee or something. I would love to do that, Gordon. You're just great. Your knowledge is just second to none. And I just love your measured approach to everything that's going on. And I know the White House is listening to you, Gordon Chang, and we appreciate that. I know America appreciates you. So all the best to you and your wife, and hopefully we'll get together soon, Gordon.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much, Joe.
Okay, Gordon, take care, my friend. Gordon Chang right there. He really is the utmost expert on everything that's going on in North Korea, in Hong Kong, in Asia, kind enough to join us. And he's such a valuable person for us to go to. We appreciate him taking the time because everybody's pulling at him every which way. And he's a Jersey boy. Hey, that's all I got to say. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's 7:50 right now. Right, Deb? And Gordon comes. I don't want to give Gordon's location out because I know he... I want to respect his privacy, but it's from a great area of the great state of New Jersey. But we're still locked down. I guess we're technically still locked down. I keep forgetting because traffic down the shore on the parkway over the weekend, it was like nothing was happening. So are people adhering to the lockdown mostly or not, Deb? What do you think?
Well, as we go through the phases, we're seeing more and more people on the road. So, just have to be, it's funny. I had to go to the laundromat yesterday and nobody had a mask on except me. I'm like, my washing machine broke. Here I'm in the laundromat. Why is nobody wearing a mask except me? I don't get it. I thought about you.
Why don't you just come to my house and do this? This is not, I am not flirting with you, Debbie. Honestly.
Okay. Okay,
maybe a little bit. But you're welcome to do your laundry at my house anytime. I'm just saying.
Oh,
okay?
You're wonderful. Hey. You really are.
That great pickup line. Isn't that a great pickup line? Hey, how'd you like to do your laundry at my house?
tell Joe Sibilia that pickup line. You know, you can use that on the
list. Yeah, it's Joe. when we come back, I got to find time this morning to tell you. I got the greatest advice from a listener that I hope you're listening about what Joe could do when he asks someone out to dinner. And then we need verification from you, Deb, all right?
So, okay, awesome. I'll be there. Yeah.
We'll let you know. 7:51, okay. Deb's on the rose for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. In the great state of New Jersey, major problems on the turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound western spur, the ramp at 16W, is completely blocked. It's an overturned tanker truck and a fire. Ongoing activity. Delays go back down toward 15W. So by all means, head to the eastern spur, not the western spur this morning. Southbound western spur, also bumper to bumper down through East Rutherford as well. So definitely steer clear of that. Garden State Parkway northbound busy. 144 up through 145. We're still seeing some major problems on the island as well. Over on the LIE westbound, getting out toward Bagatelle Road, getting out toward Dix Hills, it's an accident between a car and a tractor trailer. A fuel spill. All lanes closed here. LIE westbound getting out toward Bagatelle Road. And we're still seeing some ongoing investigations on 65th Street by 20th Avenue, Bensonhurst. Serious accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help.
COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business Recovery Plan should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Dennis Prager wants to end the shutdowns.
Well, if you'd have been told in March that in July you will still be locked down, you would have said, no, that's not possible. There's no end in sight. We cannot indefinitely go on with the shutting down of our society. We cannot do this. The price is too great.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm telling you about Relief Factor, relieffactor.com. If you get that quick start, I'm telling you, the three-week quick start's only $19.95 from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free. And you know what? About 70% of those who buy the three-week quick start go on to order more. You get out of pain. You're happy. Everybody's happy in your life. You can move around a little more. I'm very, very grateful to Pete and Seth for being the great folks that they are. And they really are. They're just plain good people. And the fact that they came up with Relief Factor that keeps me out of pain, I so appreciate it. And it ain't just me. It ain't just Al. It ain't just Debbie. Let's listen to what Alan has to say.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
I'm telling you, Alan speaks the truth. You got to try it. You got to try this 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95. Only $19.95. It'll be at your house in about 2 to 3 days, okay? And we invite you to call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. You deserve it. I always tell you that. You work so hard. You're such a good citizen of this great country. I love telling you the good things that will make your life easier. Go, please, to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Joe Lumberg in the house. Joey, what do we got? Storms coming, storms going, but all in all, very, very nice. How are we looking this week by chance, Joe Lumberg?
I think that we're getting a little bit of a respite from the heat and humidity. I mean, it's still going to be in the 80s this week. It's going to be warm, but just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, I think rain-free through Wednesday and probably Thursday. We'll be in the mid-80s today. Tomorrow may be 83 for high on Wednesday, a little warmer than that Thursday and Friday.
Good stuff. How's that balance of nature, energy?
The balance of nature allergy report.
Thank you,
is
Joe.
Good
thank
today.
You.
That's very, it's pretty low. Just a little grass pollen out there.
That's
there
what I was
go.
Trying to
yeah,
say.
We got it for you. We got you covered.
Thank you, Joe. I'm reading here. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. I'm reading here the first date pro tips. Here's what happens when you're reading and trying to talk at the same time. I'm going to give it to you when we come back. I want to ask our Joe Sebelia, our producer. if this will really work for him. A dating tip for Joe. He's having a little bit of a problem. Hey, we need a little lighter side, and we'll go to it right after the break. Coming right back at you.